can be uncomfortable when you're the one who's jumping out doing something foreign in some people's eyes, and they just don't get it, right?
How can I serve you all if I don't understand what you do? I know, exactly. But I was not ready at that time for what was coming.
Okay, hit me up on DM, okay?
Okay. And so how do you stay motivated when the phone is not ringing?
Welcome back to Accountability On Demand Podcast. It's your host, LaShawna West, and I am so excited for our Girl Boss series today. I am bringing in amazing talent, amazing experts, and influencers, and creatives, and CEOs. And today, I have a special guest. Introduce yourself for the people.
Hello, everyone. I am Val Hunt, owner of Thumbs Up Scrubs, Atlanta's premier online and concierge uniform store. When you are ready to upgrade the aesthetic of your brand, please reach out to us. You can reach us at Thumbs Up Scrubs on IG. Send a DM. We're ready to help you.
Ooh, I love it. Sis got her pitch together, baby. Okay, hit me up on DM, okay?
Okay, yes. Exactly. I love it. I try to make it as convenient as possible.
Yeah.
Some people don't like DMs. It just makes it easy.
Most definitely. So tell me, Val, what made you get into your arena?
Okay, for many years, I was miserable at my job. I had wanted to start a business for years, but didn't know what.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, you know, and so I come from a background where my brother is a physician.
Okay.
My mother was an x-ray tech. I have cousins who are nurses, mm-hmm. occupational therapists in the family. Even in college, I had a roommate who was a nursing major.
Gotcha.
So I grew up around healthcare, mm-hmm. also an uncle who's a veterinarian,
okay.
that sort of thing. So scrubs. One day I was scrolling on Instagram because I only got the Instagram account because a lot of people do business through Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was scrolling through there and an opportunity came about to sell scrubs.
Hmm.
And so I thought about it and I said, hey, it's recession proof.
Yes.
So I invested. As some may say, I bought a business in a box. But I was not ready at that time for what was coming.
Okay, which was?
I didn't know how to market.
Mm.
I didn't understand marketing. I didn't know the other investment that had to be put into a business.
Yes.
As far as marketing, mm-hmm. PR, things like that. So, yeah, it was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I made sales here or there because there was no training really available.
Right.
They just made it seem like, oh, it'll just be easy. And it was far from that.
So what happened?
So one day, God sent an angel named Candace Holyfield. I know, exactly. Seriously, I was on Instagram. Now, because my background is librarianship, I do research a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was looking under hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Doing posts, and I already thought, well, the spa industry, they wear scrubs.
Yes.
And so I saw the hashtag for Spa Boss Tribe.
Okay.
So I started following Candace, and somehow she became aware of me, and she sent me a DM and asked, had I purchased a ticket to the expo?
Gotcha. Wait, so that was the one that just passed?
No, it was the one before.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the one before. And so I didn't know who she was. So mm-hmm. I just kind of studied her for a minute. I didn't respond at that time.
You dated her.
Right. But not long. It didn't take me long at all. And I remember it like yesterday. She did a live with Zimbella.
Okay.
Who is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Zimbella was having an event coming up in like a few weeks here in Metro Atlanta. And so I said, okay, let me purchase the ticket to the expo. So I sent Candace a DM. I said, I purchased the ticket, but I'm not your traditional client. I'm indirectly in spa.
Yeah.
But how can I serve you all if I don't understand what you do?
That was really, really key. And I'll tell you why. Many times we automatically want to show up and share what we do. But keyword, guys, she said, how can I serve you all?
Yes.
And I think that literally was a catalyst to you walking through the door, because I'll be brutally honest with you, for those that know Candace, she don't work with everybody.
Exactly. Okay? No, she does not.
Quick story. I'm in the mental health field and I'm a business therapist and mindset coach. And I wanted to work with Candace a couple years ago. And she was like, you not in spa. But the longer you go without a coach, the more money you're going to lose.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? She's right. So I found me a coach, and coincidentally, we ended up in the same coaching program a couple years later. Full circle, now we literally are like business besties and we do all kinds of projects together. So this is the things. Proximity is important.
Yes.
Who you're around, the environment you are around, the company you keep. And so fast forward, tell us what happened, Val.
Okay. So I also, at that point when I DM'd her, she responded and she said, you're smart. Most people wouldn't have thought about spa.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
I was going to the expo. It was virtual. I went, bought a virtual ticket.
Okay.
And then I also purchased a ticket to Zimbella's event. I DM'd her, introduced myself, and told her I was coming to my event. She responded. She was like, great. So I started looking under the hashtag, and I saw different people that were a part of the Spa Box tribe.
Gotcha.
So I started following them and interacting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time Zimbella's event rolled around, when I walked in the door, one of the first people I met was Karma, who is now the president of the Spa Box tribe. And we just had a lot in common. She's from Ohio. I'm nice. From Ohio. So that just really broke the ice between us.
Yeah.
And then when I walked in the door, a couple of people said, you're Thumbs Up Scrubs. They recognized me and recognized my brand.
Nice. How did that feel?
It was amazing. I felt like I'm supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just introduced myself, met different people, listened to the speakers because I was hungry.
Yeah.
I had invested over $20,000 in that business in a box.
Okay.
And so I needed to make some money. I needed to make this work.
Right.
And so I was there for the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But as a result, Candace was there. I introduced myself. She said, I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bought something from me recently. I said, yeah, I bought the ticket.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. Everyone was asking, well, do you have scrubs with you now? Well, I didn't, because I didn't know, you know, I didn't think about it.
Listen, y'all, I always tell my clients, have your stuff in the car, baby.
Yes. Oh, I do now. I know now.
Like,
I know now.
So hold up. You got scrubs in the car right now? Because I need a scrub outfit, okay? I ain't trying to put you on the spot. But it's almost like...
Actually, I do have some in the car.
It's almost like, and this is what I learned about Atlanta, you got to have your stuff because you never know what superstar, what famous person you're going to
see.
And you could gift it to them. Like, for example, I don't know if you guys know the Hood Healer. Mm-hmm. My daughter seen her at Tassili's yesterday. Before that, she seen Londrell. I've been at Lennox, and I done seen everybody from Jermaine Dupri to the Housewives to whoever.
Exactly.
And no, we're not being groupies, but it's getting what you do in the hands of someone who has your audience.
Exactly. Being in position to receive.
Most definitely. So, go ahead.
That's interesting, because I kind of have a story about that.
Yeah.
I was at Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
Filling a prescription, and a gentleman was there looking for compression socks.
Okay.
They didn't have any.
Mm.
And so I pulled him to the side and I said, well, I sell compression socks. And so I took him to the trunk of my car and I was able to.
Sis is slanging socks out the back of her trunk. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, What did you do to further that relationship just in case he needs more?
I did give him my information as far as I asked him, was he on social media?
Yep.
I gave him the website because some of the socks are on the website as well. Mm-hmm. And I just introduced myself, explained what I did.
I love that. So tell us, Val, fast forward now, you're full-time in your business.
Yes.
Number one scrub provider in the world, okay? We claiming it.
That's right.
What else do you do that is encompassing with your business? Because you're not just a scrub provider. Like, you do so much more.
Yes, I recently wrote an ebook because a lot of people reached out to me about how do you get brand awareness? You're everywhere because I do a lot of pop-up shops. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of trade shows. You know, I'm out there.
Yeah.
And so I wrote an ebook to assist people with that.
Good.
And so that's available on my website as well.
Okay.
I also will start taking coaching calls very soon.
Nice.
Because a lot of people have seen me with Candace and they need help with their scrubs business.
Okay.
And Candace said, I'm not doing anymore. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. And it's a lot. And she said, you have more of the inside of what they need to do.
Most
so
definitely.
I can refer them to you. So beginning the first week in April, because a lot of people have reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
As well about that they need help.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like myself bought a business in a box.
But don't know what to do.
Exactly.
And are not getting that traction to actually sell the awesome items that you have. So let's talk about, and it's just, we're about to do this fun thing. And guys, none of this is scripted. I just had an idea.
Okay.
Who in the world needs scrubs? And what I mean by that is what professions that we're probably not even thinking of right now truly need scrubs? Who would that be?
Corrections,
I agree.
Janitorial. Daycares.
Oh, very much so. Daycares. And I bet you they would rather wear scrubs than the things that they're wearing. Okay, who else?
And I also have the aprons that daycares wear, too.
Nice. I love that.
Schools, as far as even high schools that have trade programs and things like that.
Yep.
Then on the university level. And then you also have your two-year colleges as well.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I have a couple of two-year colleges that I provide scrubs for now.
Nice. Anyone else?
I mean, of course, you have the dental, the health field. You can just break that down. That's all kind of departments because it's nursing homes. It's, you know, just offices, the hospital. And this is worldwide.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a need for
them. Spa professionals, of course.
Yes, spa professionals.
Candace was here today doing, you know, massage stuff, esthetician stuff, whatever.
And the scrubs that she wears for her business came from scrubs. Thumbs up scrubs.
Got it. And what I love about them wearing scrubs is it's more professionalized.
Definitely. And that's why I said, let me help you upgrade the aesthetic of your brand. You only get one chance to get that first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that impression when people walk in? Do they know who works there versus who doesn't work there? And it gives a seamless, just upgraded experience.
Yep.
And there's so many types of scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say, well, I could just go to Walmart. Well, yes, you could. But do you want to make millions a year? Do you want to upgrade your brand?
That's a really good point.
Because I have stylish scrubs. I have some that have heathered fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
Joggers, your cargo pants. A lot of these companies, they invest big money to develop the fabrics.
That's true.
It's moisture wicking, wrinkle free, easy to care for,
nice
soil release. So it's a lot of things people don't think about.
Yeah.
I also have sold scrubs to people that do yard work.
Hmm. So they're doing yard work in their scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Because it's moisture wicking.
Yeah.
They're cool. The fabric breathes. They're comfortable. Soil release. So they're easy washable.
Yeah.
And you think about the long term as far as someone who owns a business. It helps your staff get prepared for the day.
Most definitely.
That's good. It takes a burden off their plate to figure out, well, what am I going to wear today?
I love that.
You are listening to the Accountability On Demand podcast with host LaShawna West.
your business therapist and mindset coach, to entrepreneurs and CEOs who are ready to level up in life and in business. Shifting your mindset is mandatory. It's time to get out of your own way. So let's plug in and let's learn and earn. I love that. So we're hearing all the exciting things about your business. What have been some of the barriers or setbacks that you were able to overcome after the money's coming, the contracts are coming, the clients are coming? When you think of entrepreneurship, and this is not the ugly side, but I want to think from, like, no pun intended. What are some of those blocks that you have had to overcome as a CEO running your empire?
A lot of times, it could be, I mean, it's a lot of things. Let me think of something in particular.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you just feel alone.
That's good.
But that's what I love about the community.
Yeah.
And having other entrepreneurs to talk to. That's why you have your business besties and things like mm-hmm. that. Because my friends, they don't understand. They don't own businesses.
Yeah.
They still get a paycheck.
Right, every two weeks.
And so how do you stay motivated when the phone is not ringing?
That's good.
How do you make that adjustment? What do you need to do to make that adjustment? Mm-hmm. And I continue to listen and learn and grow. Yeah. And you have to be open.
Yeah, for sure. I would agree. So I'm hearing it's lonely at the top. It can be uncomfortable when you're the one who's jumping out doing something foreign in some people's eyes, and they just don't get it, right? So as entrepreneurs, we know the sleepless nights. We know the back-to-back networking and then coaching and then online and email marketing. We know that. We also know when things are slow and you're trying to figure out where the next opportunity is coming from. For those that work in corporate, you get a check every 2 weeks, you clock in from this time and that time. So there is a gap in the familiarity. I think I said that right. But I would also say it's worth it.
Oh, very much so. Mm-hmm. Recently I said something and everyone loved it. I said, I would not trade my worst day in business for my best day as an employee.
I agree with that, for sure.
Even the roughest day, it's still mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vision that I'm building, and when I see the results, when I see the transformation of staff, or I meet new people that want to collaborate with.
Yep.
Having a business, I've been able to get in rooms that I haven't been able to get into if I didn't have a business.
True.
Or it has just totally expanded my world and my vision, and my life has changed. And I'm happy. I love it.
I love that for you. What would you tell that? And I literally want you to look dead in a camera,
okay,
baby.
Okay.
What would you tell that person who is thinking about a creative concept, but they're scared to do it because of the unknown?
First of all, do your research. Make sure to have research. As I said, I knew Scrubs was recession proof. Make sure to do your research. Get coaching. You need help. You need guidance and with getting the vision to come into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
But also make sure you have that mindset and surround yourself around positive people, or to keep your vibration up, because some days you have to encourage yourself.
Preach. That's facts right there.
You have to encourage yourself, and you can't deal with the negativity of people complaining or this or that. You have to stay laser focused on what you're doing and not get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may have to make sacrifices as well, meaning sacrifices not only of money, but of time, of resources, of you know, I may not be able to do this right now because I have to focus in on my goal. That's one reason why when I left my job, I knew I had to leave my job. Mm-hmm. Because in order for my business to grow, I had to leave. As long as I was still working, because of the demand the job required.
Most definitely. Same here.
Sometimes it's like 6 or even 7 days a week. Mm. As a manager, if staff called out, you had to report.
Yep.
I was managing a 25,000 square foot building with 7 people.
Mm. And what, that was the library stuff? Wow. So listen, what I would tell that person, yeah, that's a lot. What I would tell that person is that you don't know what's on the other side until you actually take the step.
That's true.
And no matter what the outcome is, you're still going to win because you've made movement and progress in your idea, right? That's and one thing I want to share is many times we get frustrated when we see someone else do the thing that we thought of, but they took immediate action. And don't let that be you, right? So listen, exactly. As we wrap up, Val, I want to ask you, where can everyone find you at if they want to get tapped in to the scrubs, to the coaching that's coming up, or anything else you have on the horizon?
Okay. I have a website, thumbsupscrubs.com, but not my full catalog is on the website. Please send me a DM at thumbsupscrubs. And I respond to my DMs, email, info@thumbsupscrubs.com. And that's pretty much it.
Perfect. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Accountability On Demand Podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe and comment below. Let us know what resonated the most. If you want to be a guest, you can email us at popupandcreate.com. We're literally here at the Pop Up and Create space. And you can host your own podcast here as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Val, for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. This has been amazing.
Awesome. And we'll see you next time.
Okay. Bye.
LaShawna West here, owner of Pop Up and Create. I'm so excited that you're tapping in to our multi-purpose content creation studio. At Pop Up and Create, it is a creative's haven. Co-working, photo shoots, podcasts, events, the whole nine. So if you're wondering, where do I go to create? Pop Up and Create.